Konnichiwa and hi everyone. Welcome to Hot Minute with Horizon. I'm your host, Brian Decano. Hot Minute is the official podcast of the Horizon Group that's created to provide you with the latest news and information about Horizon, our solutions, and global finishing trends. We want to keep things short and sweet, so let's jump right in. Welcome to another episode of Hot Minute with Horizon. Today, I want to remind everyone about our History with Horizon campaign that is being held until May 3rd on LinkedIn. For this episode, I've invited Horizon Inc.'s Managing Director Hideharu Hori to share his history with Horizon. So thank you for joining me today, Hori-san.
Thank you for inviting me. I'm happy to be here, Brian.
To start things off, I want to briefly remind everyone about our History with Horizon social media campaign that we are holding on LinkedIn. So in order to participate, just share your History with Horizon story from now until May 3rd, 2024 with the hashtag History with Horizon, then follow and tag us and you'll automatically be entered into our giveaway. So bonus entries for those who include a photo or video with their story or challenge someone else by tagging them. We want to hear it all, and whether it's a singular memory you have about a Horizon device or team member, maybe it's an experience you had at a Horizon event, or even a job that you ran on a Horizon device the other day. See our website for more information, entry rules, giveaways, and a few story examples. So now that's enough from me. Let me introduce our guest, Hideharu Hori. So Hori-san is the managing director and the third generation of the Hori family. Welcome to Hot Minute with Horizon, Hori-san. Could we please start with a brief introduction about yourself?
Hello, my name is Hideharu Hori. So please call me just Haru, which is the last part of my first name. I'm 36 years old and have a family, a wife and three boys. My boys are 9, 7 and 3 years old, so they are very wild. They like basketball, baseball and Pokemon, so I'm very busy to play with them in my free time. And also soon I'll participate in the Kyoto Full Marathon. It's the first time in 9 years, so I'm so nervous and excited at the same time. In university, I majored in chemical engineering. After that, I worked for the Kyocera printer division and developed new toner. This experience helps me to understand the printing business nowadays.
Great. Thank you so much for joining me on the podcast today. I wish you luck on the full marathon. As a runner myself, I know how difficult it would be, and I would never think of doing a full marathon. It's interesting to know that there are so many runners here in Horizon. Next, could I please have you explain your involvement with Horizon over the years?
So while I've been interacting with our dealers my whole life, I officially joined Horizon in 2016. From 2016 to 2017, I spent time in Horizon Germany for 6 months to learn the Europe market and Horizon products. After that, I worked in human resources, general affairs, and business administration for the Horizon factory and headquarters here in Japan. Now I manage and control the organization and finance, making the investment decisions. These are my current duties, so I'm going to work hard and learn more to make Horizon, our users, and our partners successful.
I'm sure your father was so pleased when you said you would join the company. It can be a lot of work, and I know there's a lot more going on than what you just said. What is your future vision of Horizon?
Okay, good question. So our vision is to make the old customer, partner and colleagues be happier. In order to make it come true, I'm keen to keep challenging new business or even small activities and strengthening ourselves. More important thing is that we, the Horizon Group and various organizations, are all going in the same direction. And this is what I want to realize in the near future.
Great. All are vital for the future success of Horizon. And everyone here at Horizon is standing behind you to make sure that success becomes a reality. Next, can I have you share your history with Horizon?
So when I was a kid, 5 to 10 years old, I often saw our distributors and customers at my home, as I have studied only in Japanese at school. The older I grew, the more I became embarrassed about my inability to communicate in English and began to hide in the corner of the house when guests visited. But since I matured and became more confident in my English, I enjoyed communicating with everyone. I clearly remember a trip to our US distributor, Standard, once when I was a kid. And I think it was those memories that helped me decide to join Horizon. Thank you so much to everyone who has been a part of my life. I am now able to enjoy my job and tasks to the fullest.
Thank you so much for your history with Horizon, Haru-san. I really enjoyed it, and it's so encouraging to hear about someone who has grown up in the industry their whole life, and then once they become an adult, decide that they still want to be a part of it and make it successful for the future. Do you have any last words for our listeners?
Okay, so thank you for everyone for using our products and working with us every day. And for those who are not yet customers, thank you for listening. I'm glad I was able to introduce myself and hope you choose Horizon in the future.
Thank you, Haru-san. It was a pleasure having you on today's episode and hearing your history with Horizon.
Thank you, Brian. I look forward to reading through all the histories everyone's have made. See you at Drupa.
Arigatou gozaimashita. Thank you for joining us in this episode of Hot Minute with Horizon. If you have any questions or topic requests, please send us an email and we'll see if we can introduce it in a future episode. Until next time, stay happy, healthy, and finish first with Horizon.